Hello and welcome to the week two edition of the EstablishTheRun.com NFL betting show. My name is Adam Levitan, as always, joined by Evan Silva. And today we are back to have some good old fashioned fun. As you guys know, we are not sports bettors. We have been all in on fantasy for the last 15 years or so. That said, betting sides, betting totals is undoubtedly fun, and there has just been an overwhelming amount of requests from the fans for this kind of content. And of course, we aim to please. Evan, good afternoon. How's it going?
Yeah, a little tilt before the show because my computer was being extremely stubborn. You know, we don't have a half hour to waste during these days, these dog days, you know, before the bye week. So my apologies.
No worries. Somebody asked if Daigle defecated on your computer, and that's what caused it.
No, but he's definitely taking all the bandwidth because he does three marathon podcasts per day. And it's really, really annoying.
All right. Before we get into the show, a couple of things. First, if you're into betting, and I'm sure that you are, if you're watching this, I'm sure you're also into props. That is a market we know we can beat. We've been doing it for years, and we're putting a huge emphasis on it this year. If you want to do it right, you need to be in our subscriber only Discord. As soon as I take a prop, we send the alert in there. You can go up here, get more instructions from the our team, and then go find established Discord. It'll give you instructions there. Second, this program is brought to you by our friends at prizepicks.com. As I said, props is a market we can beat and beat soundly. PrizePicks is essentially a DFS platform that specializes in player props. For those of you guys in places like California or Texas where you don't have access to books, note that PrizePicks is legal there. This week, anyone new to PrizePicks that signs up with code ETR gets a 25% payout boost on any entry containing Amari Cooper. That's for ETR first-time depositors only. If you use promo code ETR, the max payout on the promo is $200. It's paid out in bonus cash. Again, this is an ETR-only promo, new signups only. But whether you're new or not, Evan, I do like Amari Cooper overs this weekend, and I never like overs. I mean, obviously, incredible game environment with Michael Gallup out. PrizePicks has Amari Cooper's receiving total set at 72.5 yards. Our projection is 90.2 for him this weekend. So I think the Cooper overs, and I never like overs, but I think the Cooper overs are okay. Again, promo code ETR, prizepicks.com. Godspeed. This table here, by the way, for an in-season sub, PrizePicks lines versus our projections you have access to as well. All right, Evan, let's get into it here with week two. We are again going to do a three-round draft of plays. I won last week. Shout out to me with an impressive 1-2 record. Evan, I'll give you the honors here with the first pick of the draft, and I'll go ahead and pull up the betting board.
All right, I'm going to start out with Chiefs -3.5 at Baltimore. We got news today that Ronnie Stanley is going to be out at left tackle, one of the best offensive linemen in the league. The right tackle, Ali Villanueva, just got pummeled by Max Crosby on Monday night. Short week for the Ravens. They are all kinds of banged up. They're losing more guys in the secondary. Marcus Peters, of course, went out before week one. Chris Westry, who played a big role on Monday night, he is not going to play this week. There is some concern. This is a little bit of a squary bet, I think, on the Chiefs, but because they really are not a big-time cover team. But I think that the Ravens just they didn't look like a very good team on Monday night against the Raiders. You know, they really struggled to rush the passer. Derek Carr was, I think, the seventh lowest pressured quarterback in the first week. And it was against a made-over Raiders offensive line that did not have Richie Incognito. So I think that the Chiefs are just such a vastly superior team against the Ravens. Yeah, the number has moved a little bit. I now see it was 3.5 earlier today, but now it has moved to 4.
I was just going to jump in and say, remind everybody to go line shopping. I'm going to give Evan the 3.5. You can find 3.5s out there currently at BetMGM. You can find 3.5s out there, I believe, at PointsBet and a couple other places. So be sure you shop. I'll still give you 3.5, Evan, because
I'm a nice guy. Yeah, I looked at it. It was right before the show. It was at 3.5, and then it moved to 4 on DK earlier, and then it moved back to 3.5, and now it just moved back to 4.
Yep. And Look, I mean, Ravens are extremely, extremely banged up. I think that's built into the line a little bit. I don't like taking road favorites in island games, but man, I mean, Chiefs, Ravens look like they're a mess right now. I certainly don't hate that one. For my first bet, I am going to go with the Carolina Panthers. I believe it's +3.5. Yeah, I'll take the +3.5 on the Carolina.
Oh, man, I was going to take them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, I've been talking about this all summer. I want to be in front of the Carolina Panthers because I think Sam Darnold got such a bad rap with the Jets because he played with Gaze, because he played with no weapons, because he played with such a horrific offensive line. Now he has Joe Brady, and you can make a case that he has like top five set of weaponry in the entire league. I know the Jets squeaked in the back door, may have covered some lines last week, not the closing line against the Panthers, but yeah. And I think, honestly, Panthers defense, I think, is underrated too, man. You know, I think they can rush the passer. I think they can play well or better in the secondary. So I like the Panthers. I'll take the 3.5 there on them for my first pick.
Yeah, I took them to win outright last night at +170. Mm-hmm. That is now at
+160.
Plus 160. Okay. Yep. Yeah. I'm going to go with Bengals team total over 21.5 at Chicago. I'm just worried that this Bears defense is really bad. I mean, that's how they looked now against Sean McVay in week one. But Zach Taylor is a disciple of Sean McVay. And I really like the comfort in the pocket that Joe Burrow showed in week one after all the reports that he was, I mean, and even by his own admission, that he was struggling with, getting used to, performing on that surgically repaired leg. The Bengals tackles did really well in week one. The guards weren't that great. But the comfort in the pocket and the playmaking ability that Joe Burrow showed in his first game back from the injury, I thought was really promising. Marquis Christian for the Bears, their slot corner was just got absolutely roasted. They were hitting big plays all over the field last Sunday night. I think that the Bengals restricted Joe Burrow a little bit in week one. You know, he didn't have very many dropbacks. I think he had 29 or 30 dropbacks in the game just to kind of ease him in, but he was highly efficient. So I think that they will let him open it up a little bit against this bad Bears defense. And so I like that over 21.5 for the team total on the Bengals.
Yeah. I mean, I was just absolutely shocked that the Bengals were among the league's worst in pass rate over expectation in week one. Absolutely shocked. I mean, the way their team is designed to use the number 5 overall pick on Ja'Marr Chase, they have Joe Burrow to have T. Higgins and to have Tyler Boyd and to not be really pass heavy shocked me. And as Evan said, I think as Joe Burrow gets more comfortable, they'll be back. Cause I mean, last year they were like the team in pass rate over expectation before Burrow got hurt. I mean, they were on pace to throw it so many times. For my second pick, I'm going to go with another home dog. It's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles +3 against the San Francisco 49ers coming all the way across the country for a 1 p.m. game. I think that's built into line a little bit. Oh my God, 2.5 now. Okay, I'm going to give myself 3. You can definitely shop and get some 3s here. Yeah, there's still plenty of 3s out there. There's even a 3.5. Where's that 3.5? The 3.5 is on FanDuel, by the way. So if you pays to shop on FanDuel 3.5. Look, I think that Jalen Hurts is legit, man. And not just legit like a runner and like try to squeeze wins out. Like Jalen Hurts legit as a quarterback. You give him really a ton of speed around him in Devontae Smith and Rager and Quez and Goddard. You mix Kenny Gainwell in there. So, and I think Miles Sanders can play too. And like we talked about on the pods before, I mean, this Eagles defensive line can really give people problems. And so I think they have a chance to give Jimmy Garoppolo some serious, serious problems out here. Funky Ton is saying that the 49ers stayed out east. Good info there, Funky Ton. I still think Eagles +3 for my pick. Tough environment to play in Philly. I don't live there anymore, but I'm sure people will be very, very excited after the Eagles won their opener and now are coming home.
All right. I'm going to close out. We can do player props here, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, sticking with that, and you mentioned Amari Cooper, you like the overs on him. CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper with no Michael Gallup, these guys are going to absolutely eat. But on the other side, Justin Herbert, over 3.5 yards. I got it last night at 298.5, but I still like it at over 300.5. You know, this is a team that its feature back is a receiving back, you know, in Austin Eckler. The new OC Joe Lombardi comes from the Sean Payton tree, which, you know, definitely has always leaned in pass first. Justin Herbert was outstanding in week one against a much tougher Washington defense that he's going to face in week two against Dallas, which just lost. It's going to be without probably both of its top pass rushers, and Randy Gregory, who's dealing with is on the COVID list, and DeMarcus Lawrence, who's out for at least half the season after breaking his foot in Wednesday's practice. And also, and even against Washington, Justin Herbert had a squeaky clean pocket behind this made over Chargers offensive line. Now they're going back home in, you know, a really, really high totaled game. I love the way that they are utilizing Mike Williams on higher percentage routes. Nobody can cover Keenan Allen. They've got a number of tight ends that they can play. Jared Cook, this is the time to bet on Jared Cook, who's 34. It's early in the season. He looked pretty good in week one. So I'm going, and I know it's a lot of yards, but I like the over. I think that we can get to 301 with Justin Herbert, who just threw for, 347 or 337 against Washington in a much, much more favorable matchup.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Justin Herbert and Dak and all this stuff a ton more on Friday night in the Friday night DFS show, because this is the game of the week. I mean, this is like the DFS spot that I've seen in a long time. Obviously, everybody's going to be on it. Question will be how to handle it. We'll talk about that Friday night and again Saturday morning with Dink and Leone on the GPP show. For my last play, I hit the Seattle Seahawks under last week. I'm going to go back to it this week. It's Titans Seahawks under, 54.5. Titans Seahawks under 54.5. And I know this game's going to play quick. I mean, Thorman talked about it in his Snaps and Pace article. Both these teams are threats to go no huddle. But should either team get a lead in this game, I think they'll be very run heavy and bleed the clock out and won't turn into a shootout. 54.5 points is a ton of points for these two teams who want to, in theory, rely on Derrick Henry, in theory, rely on Chris Carson. So under 54.5 for me. Board is switching up on us here as we speak. I don't know what the folks at DraftKings are doing, but yeah, under 54.5 in Seahawks and Titans. Evan, I know you don't like taking unders, but that was the winner for me last week. I'm going back to the well. All right. Okay. Evan has to run. His brother Drew is getting married this weekend. Big shout out to Drew Silva. Knew him in Roto World. Congrats. Big congrats to Drew Silva again. Before we get out of here, though, some props that I've taken. And again, most of these lines are probably gone. You need to be in the subscriber-only Discord to get them. But just some that I've taken. I've taken Darnell Mooney under 47.5 yards. I've taken little Jordan Humphrey under 18.5 yards. That's definitely gone. Terrace Marshall over 2.5 catches. Austin Hooper under 35.5 yards. Russell Gage under 50.5. Kyle Pitts over 39.5. Big Mike Williams over 50.5. Jarvis Landry under 70.5. I get it. A lot of these lines are gone. Again, if you are a subscriber, be in the Discord to get alerted first. Some stuff that's still...
Jarvis Landry is going to make you eat it, man.
Okay. Yeah. Certainly possible.
I like all the other ones, though. The Mike Williams one was awesome.
Yeah, Mike Williams looks good. On Prize Picks, the Amari Cooper over, they've locked that line at 72.5, so it's not going to go up. I like that. If you get this before Thursday, I think Daniel Jones under 235.5 on Prize Picks. And then some thinner ones that are up on like DraftKings and FanDuel and other books right now that we didn't take. I like Michael Pittman under 4.5 catches, but the juice has gotten blown out to like -150. So I passed on that, but I think under 4.5 catches on Michael Pittman is still good if you can find a better juice number. And Matt Ryan, you know, I think we have to bake in some risk that Matt Ryan is just dusted. So under 282.5 passing yards on him, I think is okay, although we didn't take that officially. All right. Congrats again to Drew Silva. Evan, enjoy the wedding. For producer Adam, for Evan, for Jerry, I am Adam. Good luck, everybody.